present Kenneth Williams, Derek Nimmo, Clement Freud and Peter Jones in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed, and welcome once again to Just a Minute. And as you've just heard, once again, we have the thrill and pleasure of having an all-male panel. Four experienced male exponents of the game competing against each other to try and see who will get most points and be the winner. As they speak, if they can, for just 60 seconds on some unlikely subject, without hesitation, without repetition, without deviating from the subject on the card. And we're going to begin the show this week with Derek Nimmo. Derek, the subject is nothing at all. So can you talk on nothing at all for 60 seconds, starting now?
Absolutely, Philly, Cousin Moran, is if any barn of Fuji, but then Mossages and Mash, and Oldham, Lancashire, Wolves, and Kenneth Froth, and a barn of Pini, figures, a la Ponchi, Bobby, Fiddly, Fanny, John, a Ron, a Bonnie, Mr. A lock of Bull, a Territ, a Honor, Honor, and up to Round, a Piddly Fanny, a big lovely lights, and Billy Trotty's Run, and Sausages and Mash, and Danny Rounds.
Derek, sorry to interrupt you, because it was very beautiful. Very, very beautiful. But Clement Freud has actually had the temerity to challenge you. What's your challenge?
Deviation.
Why?
There was a raspberry.
Yes, he actually was not going on nothing at all. He was giving us a great deal of codswallop. So I think the raspberry was within the context of the game. Deviation. 46 seconds for you, Clement, on nothing at all, starting now. Derek Nimmo has challenged.
Hesitation.
Well done, Derek. You have a point. And nothing at all is back with you. 44 seconds starting now.
Prislani purampatina vana moldena karanchi ponadi maswa leka laji varakaruna pati fukalini aruna ra
Peter Jones, a challenge.
Repetition of Ferrani.
Yes. I agree, Peter. You have a point. You have 30 seconds on nothing at all, starting now.
It's an extremely difficult subject to talk about. I hesitate myself. I'm not going to repeat it, but I would like to say, without any fear of contradiction, that the situation has been exaggerated. As I said in 1939, when I was first asked this question...
Derek Nimmo has challenged. Why?
Deviation.
Why?
He's talking about something. He's talking about 1939 when he was first asked the question, so he's not talking about nothing at all.
Well, actually, Derek, you were going on what might be described as rubbish, which I imagine was your description of nothing at all, and Peter is talking somewhat in the same vein about nothing at all. It doesn't really make much sense to me, so I think it's only right to leave it with Peter with another point. 11 seconds, nothing at all, Peter, starting now.
And the previous government made similar accusations.
Kenneth Williams has
deviation. He is now specifically mentioning a previous government, so you can't be saying nothing at all.
Everybody's been in on this ridiculous round, which is impossible for the chairman to judge. So I will tell you what we'll do. We'll let Kenneth Williams come in. In other words, I will agree with your challenge and give you a point and say you have 9 seconds on nothing at all, starting now.
Can be said to exist in a vacuum, a place where there is no spirit, where there is no oxygen, where never falls the dew.
You don't keep much up there.
Actually, Clement Freud did manage to challenge just before the whistle went. What was your challenge, Clement?
Three were there.
Yes, I'm afraid
he is right. There's no question about that. He is right. Yes, I think we have to give him the benefit of that. Yes.
I'm delighted to see this tremendous change come over you from last week, from fighting for every point. They're great sportsmanship. All right, Clement Freud, as I agree with your challenge, I'm of repetition. You take the subject over, and there's 1 second left, starting now.
Nothing at all.
I have nothing at all to say about that last round, except it was an impossible round on which to judge. All right, so we continue now with the next subject. Clement, it is your turn to begin. The subject is the voice of the people. Can you talk to us about that for just a minute, starting now?
The voice of the people is one of those ridiculous phrases which people use when they're not certain of something and say, ah, but it was the voice of the people. There also is a newspaper which is published on Sundays, called The People, which has a man in it known as The Voice. And in this column, each seventh day of the week, you can read incredible utterances about how people feel or do not on...
Derek Nimmo has challenged.
Well, I think we're too many people, really.
Oh, but that's the subject on the card, you see.
The voice of the people, yes. You can repeat the subject on the card, but not one word
isolated more than once. You said people twice.
You heard that.
So, Derek, you have a point, and you have 30 seconds left, starting now.
It doesn't infuriate me when people like Clement Freud say it's nonsense to talk about the voice of the people. For me, Kenneth Williams is the true voice of the people of this country. When you hear a man who is upstanding and righteous, who's brave and filled with conviction, and is proud to say, and proud to be an Englishman, that's what's going on.
Peter Jones is
a great person.
Repetition of proud.
Yes, I'm afraid you made him too proud.
Do you mind, Kenny?
No, that was lovely.
Sir Peter Jones, I agree with your challenge. The voice of the people is with you now, with 12 seconds to go, starting now.
Hitler made a claim to be the voice of the people, and brilliantly stage-managed by his minister of propaganda, Goebbels, Mussolini was another one.
So Peter was then speaking when the whistle went, and he's now gone into the lead with that little bit of assistance from his two opponents on the other side. And Peter Jones, your turn to begin. The subject, high tea. Would you talk on that one for 60 seconds, and you start now.
It's a delightful meal, rather earlier than dinner, and often enjoyed in the north of England, though it does conjure up in my mind pictures of tinned salmon and canned peaches, which are not favourite forms of food in my estimation. But
Derek Dimmer,
hesitation, my estimation.
Oh, he was almost... I think he got to the
yes,
point.
Yes, I did hesitate. Yes,
I think you had. Sometimes difficult to judge, but we give the benefit of the doubt to Derek on this occasion, and there are 38 seconds on high tea, Derek, starting now.
Well, I do enjoy high teas quite tremendously, particularly in Oldham and Lancashire, where I worked in the theatre world.
Peter Jones is challenged.
Hesitation.
Yes, I think we have to give it to you this time, Peter. 33 seconds on high tea, starting now.
No doubt people climbing Everest will take thermos flasks with them and sit at little tables on stools and enjoy perhaps the highest tea in the world. Made with boiling water and milk and sugar. The classic way of enjoying this delectable drink.
Can
a slice of lemon can be substituted for the milk.
What? You have been challenged.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Kenneth, your challenge.
Deviation. If the tea were boiling, you couldn't drink it. So they're enjoying boiling tea.
People talk about a boiling hot cup of tea, and it's probably only 70 degrees centigrade, not 100 degrees centigrade. So I disagree with the challenge. There's 1 second for Peter on high tea, starting now.
A steaming hot...
So, Peter was then speaking when the whistle went, and Derek Nimmo, you begin the next round. The subject is amusing the baby. Derek, that is the subject, and you have 60 seconds starting now.
I find the most pleasant way...
Kenneth Williams...
Hesitation.
No, rotten of you.
Well, was it or not? Whether it was rotten of me is hardly the point.
I don't think it was hesitation, and I think it was rotten of you as well to buzz him quite so rapidly. He has 58 seconds on amusing the baby, starting now.
If one is going to talk about amusing the baby, it's probably better to talk like Kenneth Williams, and then they can't come in and buzz you. But my favourite way of amusing babies, actually, is to recite nursery rhymes.
Kenneth Williams, a challenge.
Amusing twice.
Amusing is on the card.
Oh, I'm furious.
You're trying very hard, Kenneth. Don't slacken.
Well, I feel I should get my oar in. I don't feel I've been given the coverage. I don't feel I've been serviced at all on this.
Perhaps you need more than a service. Perhaps you should go in for a retread.
I know. I do feel it. Yes.
I disagree with the challenge, alas. And Derek has a point in the subject with 43 seconds on amusing the baby, starting now.
Little Miss Muffet sat on the tuffet, eating her curds and whey. There came a big spider and sat down beside her.
This is recitation. It's not talking without hesitation or deviation.
It was. It's a very good way of amusing the baby, and it's the way that most parents adopt. With Little Miss Muffet, so he was still going very well.
Oh, I think it's disgraceful. You all sit here and recite a load of poetry. I mean, you don't have to talk at all and do anything involuntary, do you?
Well,
just
of course
learn a load of poems before you turn up every week, couldn't you? You're all for hours. They're either side the river, lie along fields of barley, and arrive to clothe the world and meet the sky, going down the cave, looking over forever.
But that would hardly fit in with.
I'm here trying to be inventive. I'm trying to do my best. I am genuinely being authentic.
I know. You are. You're one of the most authentic people in show business, Kenneth, and we all take our hats off.
So I get the subject?
No, you've lost a
point.
Amusing the baby is still with you, Derek. You have another point, and there are 37 seconds starting now.
Of course, one can wave rattles and make loud noises and come up behind them and say boo. That sometimes is very popular. I found little children less than a year old who go into shrieks of laughter, ecstasy of enjoyment, when I go behind them and say the aforementioned word.
Clement Freud is challenged.
Behind twice, repetition.
Yes, yes, yes. I thought you...
Absolutely right.
I thought you had anticipated the fact he was going to say boo again, and he very cleverly changed it. But you found a behind in there, two behinds, in fact, double derriere. So, Amusing the Baby is now with you, Clement Freud, and there are 24 seconds left, starting now.
Almost anything will amuse a baby if you look stupid enough.
Kenneth Williams has challenged.
Deviation is completely untrue. I look utterly stupid, and I never amused any of them. I just think they're so funny.
Last week I gave Derek Nimmo a bonus point when they applauded one of his remarks. I'll do the same to you, Kenneth, for that one, because obviously it wasn't a serious challenge. Clement Freud, we leave the subject with you. You do understand, don't you?
Yes, Clement does. Clement does. I understand.
And you have 18 seconds on Amusing the Baby, starting now.
But there's no reason why, whatsoever, why you
should... Derek Nimmo has judged.
Yes, Derek.
Yes, Derek, you have a point.
Why?
14 seconds.
Most unfair. Most unfair. Clemmy, you're trying his hardest. Why was Clem destroyed like that?
He was hesitating, and it was a correct challenge of Derek's. Amusing the Baby, 14 seconds, Derek, starting now.
Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. John called
Deviation.
Why?
From the nursery rhyme. If he's going to recite, then he's got
yes,
to...
I quite agree with that deviation. And also I said deviation...
I can amuse the baby any way I like. I can recite the nursery rhyme any way I like. Doesn't matter which way I recite it, as long as I amuse it.
Love it! Love it! It's a very difficult decision to make, because obviously in my mind he had established the fact that he was reciting Jack and Jill.
But the baby might be the first time it had heard it.
Yes, but he'd recited before. He was reciting again, so he was...
All right, when we have this impossible situation, which is really almost impossible to judge, we let the audience be the superior judges in the situation, and we ask you to give us a decision. Now, if you agree with Clement's challenge, will you cheer? If you disagree, will you boo? And will you all do it together now? Are you feeling all right, sir? Derek Nimmo, you have a unanimous decision, I would say. You still have Amusing the Baby with 10 seconds left, starting now.
Sometimes I show them photographs of Kenneth Williams, and that they find they've done it. He has quite...
Repetition of Kenneth Williams.
Not from me.
Not from Peter, not from Derek. He didn't mention Kenneth Williams. Somebody else did.
No, Kenneth Williams just spoke.
Kenneth Williams mentioned his own name, actually.
Oh, did he? Yes.
5 seconds on Amusing the Baby with you, Derek, starting now.
Or you can crawl along the floor.
Kenneth Williams has challenged.
I think it's all very boring the way he amuses babies. I think it's a disgrace. Boring and devious. I mean, crawling up behind him and going boo, it frightened the life out of him.
You speak for yourself, Kenneth. So I disagree with that challenge, because
he's had it for ages, this subject.
I know.
I mean, he's
had
ogging it. Definitely ogging it.
Well, he hasn't been correctly challenged yet. He's been keeping going very well in spite of all the efforts to unseat him. And there are 4 seconds still with you, Derek, on Amusing the Baby, starting now.
If you pull back the nappy, put your tongue on their tummy and go boom, they'd like it very much indeed.
That is a disgrace, you know.
It just shows that Derek Nimmo really did help his wife to bring up the baby.
Yes, but it says you're supposed to speak for 60 seconds, not go... I mean, if we're allowed noises, I could do quite a few.
We've already had a rasp in this programme at the end, and I know that all the children... Then I think one of Derek's children's in the front, and probably he's looking happy now because he had those little lovely little lovely
but
things done to his tummy.
I can do the drum and the trumpet. I can do that... I mean,
and you will be had up for repetition. Kenneth Williams, you complained a little while ago that you hadn't got your oar enough. You can now have a go because the subject is with you, and the one that Ian Messiter's thought of for you is Al Capone, or Al Capone. 60 seconds starting now.
Well, I only know that this gentleman achieved an awful lot through this law, which was known as prohibition, which meant you simply could not teeter in and order your dry martini or your bourbon and rye or whatever. You simply had to have the cordial, lemon, orange, or nectarine, as it is sometimes known. But there were latrines or clip joints, sleazy back parlours, where crooks made money by offering you the offensive liquor at certain rates. They were very expensive, and these people made money out...
Daring Nimmo's challenge.
Revolution made money.
Yes. Oh, you were going to get such a round of applause in 10 seconds' time.
He just waits till you're over the hump, doesn't he? Yeah.
That last 10 seconds is really tough, isn't it, if you're trying to keep going for 60 seconds. You did very well. Nobody's gone for 48 seconds before, but there are actually 12 seconds to go. Al Capone is now with you, Derek Nimmo, starting now.
Born in Naples and moved to Chicago. The interesting thing about the man is, really, that the only time that the police were able to arrest him was for avoiding income tax, and he spent 11 years in jail for that offense, and finally died a broken man.
I think it's about time I gave you the score. I haven't done it for time. It's a very interesting situation, not abnormal. Kenneth is in fourth place. Clement, this is strange, is in second place. He's rather way behind Peter, who's in second place, and Derek Nimmo has got a very strong lead at the end of that round.
We're both in second place, and each of us is behind the other. Can't understand.
You better say it all again, dear, because it was hopeless.
What did I say? Oh, well, I'll say it again. The situation is that Kenneth Williams is in fourth place. He has been there before, but he has been known to win. Clement Freud is in third place, which is unusual, but he's still been known to win. Peter Jones is in second place, which is quite a good position for him, but he's also been known to win. And Derek Nimmo is very definitely the winner at this particular moment of the game, but we're still only about three quarters of the way through. Clement Freud, your turn to begin, and the subject is showing willing. It's just what I was doing a short while ago. Clement, showing willing, 60 seconds, starting now.
The first time I showed willing, who is an exceedingly pleasant pony, 14... hands, 2 inches, was at Libra Market and...
Kenneth Williams' challenge.
I'm afraid hesitation. The whole thing was going straight to a halt, wasn't it?
Yes. And the pony came to a halt. I think he was rather making it up. Kenneth, I agree with your challenge, and therefore you have 48 seconds on showing willing starting now.
This is a quality we should all cultivate, for it simply means that you do cooperate with society in general. And any stranger who happens upon your path and along that road.
What's the matter?
You've been challenged.
Who by?
Who by? Derek Nimmo.
Oh, sorry.
Derek, what's the challenge?
Well, he's not speaking about it. It's sort of plain song, isn't it, really?
What is your challenge?
Deviation.
Why?
Because he's not speaking, he's playing song.
No, you see, if you'd had him for hesitation, I would have said he was hesitating on a word.
I see.
But I don't think he was doing what you said. Kenneth, so you keep the subject, but... There are 38 seconds on showing willing starting now.
And if someone says to you, will you undertake this rather fearful task? And you, out of the kindness of your heart, say, certainly, I put myself entirely at your disposal. You can rightly be said to show willing. I continually practice this. And people have complimented...
Clement Freud has challenged.
Repetition of people.
Yes, there have been quite a lot of people in your...
People who need people are the luckiest people in the world.
Thank you very much. We'll throw you our coins afterwards, but right now you've been challenged correctly by Clement Freud, so he gains a point, and showing willing is the subject for 15 seconds with you, Clement, starting now.
Willing was actually shown in the leading rein class. In which...
Kenneth Williams has challenged.
Repetition, we've already discussed this, Tony.
Yes. If you say showing willing, You can repeat the subject on the card. So you have a point, and there are 11 seconds for you on showing William Clement, starting now.
And won a rosette, which is now hanging over the fireplace in our house in Suffolk. The only other time showing William had any sort of beneficial repercussions was...
As you know, you can repeat the subject on the card, and Clement Freud decided it was a horse, and so he kept going. He's moved to the second place alongside Peter Jones. Derek Nimmo still in the lead. Peter Jones, your turn to begin, and the subject is poltergeists. Can you talk about them for 60 seconds, starting now?
I associate poltergeists with spirits and things that have passed over onto the other side. I did once go to a meeting which was under the supervision of a medium at the Rudolf Steiner Hall, or was it perhaps the Wigmore? Yes, I think it was. And there, the spirits and...
Clement Freud, a challenge.
Repetition of spirits.
Yes, and Clement, you have a point. And there are 36 seconds on poltergeist starting now.
Poltergeists seem predominantly to be things that go boomp in the night. And every time you investigate such a noise or the movement of furniture, a curtain suddenly blowing out into a room, or even a shriek, a scream, or other loud noises, poltergeists are invariably to blame. Many houses in this country are more valuable because the owners say poltergeist.
Derek Nimmo Chung.
On a hesitation.
Yes, I think so. Yes, it was debatable. It's difficult to judge when it is and when it isn't. But he paused long enough, I think, to consider there was hesitation. 12 seconds on poltergeist with you, Derek.
Staying in Little Hallam Hall in Lincolnshire one night in August 1958, I slept in a bedroom with a four-poster bed. I'd just gone into a deep slumber when suddenly...
Derek Nimmo was speaking then when the whistle went. He's increased his lead, but Clement Freud has moved into second place now, creeping up on him. Peter's 1 point behind Clement in third place, and Kenneth is just a little way behind. Don't be so unkind. He'll win one of these days again and show you all. Derek Nimmo, your turn to begin. The subject is courage. Would you talk to us about that for 60 seconds, starting now?
Courage, brother, do not stumble. How very wise those words are when they're followed with trust in God and do the right. That is what we as a nation need today. Courage to face the adversity before us. Courage to look at the flag of which we're so proud and to wander into the world proud that we're born of English stock. Ladies and gentlemen, here...
Peter Jones has interrupted your...
repetition of proud...
Yes, you were too proud then, I'm afraid. You
very good, very stirring it was, I thought.
Yes. But you still repeated himself, so there are 35 seconds for you on courage, Peter, starting now.
It really is that quality which enables one to go on and do whatever it is one is attempting in spite of a chilly feeling of fear. Now, when people are supposed to do brave acts, and are decorated for so doing, then they often claim that they do not know what courage is. Now, on the other hand, there are similar people, heroes, some of them, heroines,
celebrities, the people.
Yes, and I'm afraid there was. 3 seconds with you now, Derek, on courage, starting now.
The red badge of courage.
I'm afraid we have no more time to play Just a Minute, which is a great pity because we enjoy it, I hope, as much as you at home enjoy listening to it. The end of that round, Kenneth Williams finished in fourth place, a little way behind Peter Jones and Clement Freud, who were equal in second place, but they were undoubtedly a long way behind this week's winner, who is Derek Nimmo. We do hope you've enjoyed this edition of Just a Minute, and we'll want to tune in again next time. Until then, from all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch.